grace and peace to you from him who is, who was, and who is to come, who died, but now is alive forevermore. Amen. Our text is Isaiah 27:1. On that day, Yahweh will punish with his huge, fierce, powerful sword, Leviathan, the slithering serpent, Leviathan, the coiling serpent, and he will slay the monster of the sea. The end is at hand. No doubt you are all aware that this is the last day of the academic quarter, for better or worse. But more importantly, this is also the last Saturday of the liturgical year, and indeed one of the last days, period. The focus of our pericope has shifted to eschatology, to the imminent return of our Lord Jesus Christ to consummate all things. We are in the last days. Christ is coming soon. The end is at hand. The end is also at hand for Leviathan. During this quarter, we have been seated in chapel to several apocalyptic homilies. We heard the galloping horses. We beheld Behemoth. We witnessed the fiery red dragon falling from heaven. If this could be the end of them all, at least for another liturgical year, finally, Leviathan meets his maker, both literally and figuratively. Satan bites the dust, not as food as in Genesis 3, but as his eternal grave. Just who exactly is this Leviathan? He is the primordial monster of the sea, wild and unruly. He represents the forces of chaos, evil, and death. He inhabits the sea, that vast, untamable expanse, treacherous and unfathomable in the Semitic mind. Euclidic and Akkadian texts picture Leviathan locked in a dualistic struggle against the other gods. But Isaiah shows us that Leviathan is no god, but a creature. If Yahweh can create him, then thank God, Yahweh can slay him. Commenting on the binding of Satan in Revelation 20, Oscar Clemen puts wryly, Satan indeed is now bound, but with a very long chain. Leviathan may be doomed, but unfortunately for us, he is not yet dead. Today he still thrashes about on earth, seeking to pervert God's creation and work. The sad fact is that in Adam, all of us chose to cooperate with Leviathan. So we hate to admit it, we cannot blame our sinful condition on Leviathan. We have no one to blame but ourselves. The devil didn't make us do it. Each of us must admit that our sin is willful rebellion against our Creator. We have been paying the penalty for our rebellion ever since. Even here at the seminary, where we have aspired to the pastoral office, the highest calling on earth, to be instruments in God's hands in his fight against Leviathan, the old Adam still is at work. Instead of shouting for pure joy at the privilege of studying God's word, we grumble. We complain about the professor, our fellow students, the workload, the grading. We skip classes in chapel and fail to make the best use of our time. Nor have we been spared that greatest of calamities, death. The Isaiah apocalypse singles out death as the great disgrace caused by Leviathan, the marchioness of the battle Leviathan won long ago in Eden. For this year has not seen death call someone we know and love. We have prayed here in chapel many times this last quarter for our brethren who have lost loved ones to death. Yet thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yahweh promises to carve up Leviathan once and for all. Our epistle lesson paints a sublime, heart-warming picture of what life will be like after Leviathan meets his maker. The slaying of Leviathan means the death of death. No more will the monster with the insatiable appetite in suffering, pain, grief, or the terror of the grave upon us. No more will we ever cry or be lonely, for the former things will have passed away, And our text tells us there will be no more sea. The demise of the sea monster makes the sea obsolete. There will be no second serpent in the second even. The Biathon will be discontinued, out of sync, no longer in stock, a museum piece, if there are museums in heaven. Imagine going to the museum to see Death and the Devil. Behind a huge glass pane lies the Biathon. One of those fake glass eyes and a phony looking replica of the sea. A brilliant engraved brass plaque reads, "Here lies Leviathan, the slithering serpent, the primordial enemy, mortally wounded by the cross, hunted down and finally slain by Yahweh at the glorious second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." One of us will turn to another and reminisce. Remember all that hardship and suffering we went through back then? He will reply, "Yes, life on earth certainly was anything but easy. Yet praise be to God who has rescued us through our Lord Jesus Christ." This is the hope which we Christians share, a hope that is as certain as God's word itself. Yet the good news of the gospel is not just future eschatology, but also present or inaugurated eschatology. The blessings which God pours out on us now are the foretaste and guarantee of his future blessings. Simply put, the end has come before the end has come. On that day, when is that day? The typical prophetic foreshortening, Isaiah has telescoped several days into that one day. That day is a Friday, Good Friday, when the Son of God slew death by dying himself. His death put to death spiritual death for us. By his atonement, the forgiveness of sins and life everlasting are ours. That day is also a Sunday, Easter Sunday. Our Lord's resurrection broke the bonds of death and its stranglehold over our lives. Because he lives, we live also, and shall live with him forevermore. Christ's first advent put death and all of our other problems on death row. They are doomed, nervously awaiting final execution at Christ's second advent. That day is also your baptismal day. In your baptism, God used water to drown the sea monster in you. Holy baptism has caused us to die to sin and has raised us up with Christ by the power of his resurrection. That day is every day we celebrate the Lord's Supper, the holy body and blood of our Lord, given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins, strengthen us in the true faith, and equip us with the spiritual weaponry we need to fight the good fight against the Leviathan. Today, too, this very moment is that day. Whenever the word is read and proclaimed, whenever the gospel is preached and the sacraments administered, that day is the prophetic day of the Lord, the day God is at work, slaying the Leviathan with his powerful gospel sword and quickening us to everlasting life. The end indeed is at hand. The day is coming, yes, and has come upon us already, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear shall live. The Leviathan shall meet, and indeed has met, his Maker. The eternal kingdom beckons. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.